Roy Sadaki, a 26-year-old from McKinleyville, has been missing since September 22nd. He was last seen around noon in McKinleyville and is believed to be on foot. A feather alert has been activated by the California Highway Patrol in coordination with the Arcata Police Department due to concerns about his well-being. KMUN News spoke with Heather Allen, Roy's mother, about the last time she had contact with her son.
I'm not from here. I'm from Reading. And the last time I heard from my son was at about 8:30 on Sunday evening. I did not get the text until the next morning, but it was an alarming text. Like, I don't want to go into detail what was said, but he was definitely reaching out, and none of his friends or family have heard from him since right around that same time.
Allen, worried about her son, has been unable to locate Roy despite family and friends searching for the missing man, aided by law enforcement.
I have contacted the Sheriff's Department and the Police Department, and they are assisting me and my family looking for Roy. Roy is in no way, shape, or form being sought after for any criminal questioning or anything ugly that's been posted on Facebook. Like, he was left known to be wearing either black jogger shorts or a red and black hoodie.
Though rumors persisted after the initial search for Roy began, Allen reiterated that Roy is only being sought because he has been deemed at risk and missing.
I'm reaching out because I need to clarify that Roy has never had any kind of criminal history. And he's an upstanding citizen.
As the days tick by, the worried mother clings to the hope that Roy will be found alive and well.
Right now, I pray that he's confused and doesn't know how to reach me. Roy's never gone this long without contacting. And so there's something, you know, that's not right. And the last person he was known to have been with, she has a history of taking his cell phone from him. And so I feel like that's what has happened, and that's why he doesn't have his cell phone.
Like many people reliant on cell phones to store contact information, Allen believes that without his phone, Roy may not know how to contact his family to let them know of his whereabouts.
So without his cell phone, he wouldn't know how to contact his mom, his sisters.
Additionally, based on the last message Allen received from her son, coupled with online rumors, Allen is afraid that Roy could believe he's in some sort of trouble, which is not the case, Allen says. If Roy is listening, his mother has a message for him.
Roy, contact the Sheriff's Department, son, so that they can get in touch with me. You're not in trouble at all. We're worried about you. We love you. And I need to find you, son. Please make yourself known to anybody, any business. We put fires up everywhere. Contact the fire department. Contact the local hospital. Contact anybody that can get in touch with me. There's a nationwide BOLO for my son. It's just for his safety. He's not in trouble.
Just 3 days into the search for Roy, Allen was already feeling the weight of exhaustion. Each minute that Roy remained missing only deepened the emotional strain on his worried mother.
Yeah, I'm running on fumes at this point, and as the time passes on, you know, I need to find my son. It's been 3 days since he's made contact, and that is the longest he's ever gone without contacting any friends or family members. This is not typical behavior for him.
It has now been 11 days since Roy was last seen.
And I'm sure any mother and father can sympathize with my pain. I want my son home. I want him home. I want him well, and I want him home.
Allen is asking for the public's help searching for her son.
So Roy is about 5'10". He's of a slender, muscular build. He's not really thick. He's tall and kind of wiry, if you will. He's got shoulder-length, curly, dark hair. He's been known to wear a beanie or a baseball hat. Typically wears a hoodie, dark in color. He's got a bounce to his step. His demeanor is very pleasant, very welcoming, very, you know, everybody that crosses his path says that he's got really good energy. My son is very sensitive and a caring person. He's never had any kind of violent behaviors or attitudes in the past or, you know, ever. He's got a beautiful smile. His eyes smile. He's got a dimple. If you've seen any of the posters that we post, that's a good depiction of what my son, what you would encounter if you were approached by him. He's not intimidating. He doesn't have a drug history. He's very approachable. He's very pleasant and approachable.
Authorities are urging anyone with information about Roy Sadeke's whereabouts to contact 911 or the McKinleyville Sheriff's Station at 707-839-6600. Reporting for KMUN News, I'm Lisa Music.